Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
He did it. He's recording two episodes.
I'm doing it!
I'm doing it. March 28th, Thursday morning. Trying to record a quick episode before I start work. Thank you for all the questions. I know I'm a little behind. PG DAC, I got you. Akikapu, I got you. Ben the Yemen, I've had a question from you that I've been hanging on to for a while. So let's do that one. Ben the Yemen asks, great name, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm coughing, but this is a live recording. All right. Ben the Yemen asks, gone back to university after 5 years and struggling to balance work and life with study. Any advice? Yes. Quit something. Okay. Half truth in that. All right. If you take on a new challenge in life, it is absolutely rational and normal that you feel overwhelmed if you also try and do everything you were doing before you took on said challenge. Now, Ben, you say you've gone back to university after 5 years. First of all, I guess congratulations, not because I'm saying everybody should go back to university, but the fact that you have gone back to university tells me you're investing in yourself, that you have a purposeful approach to life. So you're purposefully educating yourself on something that, I don't know, whether it's because it interests you or because you want to make more money faster, whatever the reason, looks like you're living a virtuous life as far as I'm concerned. Good job, Ben. Ben the Yemen. But if you take on such a large challenge, and let's be honest, going back to university, that's a lot of work. Well, necessarily, you have to remove other things from your life. Does that make you a bad person because you spend less time socializing with friends? Does it make you a bad person because you, spend a little less time maintaining your house? So maybe your landscaping goes to shit a little bit for a year or two. Do these make you bad? No. And I'm not saying these are specific examples to you. I'm just, throwing random examples out there. But we are human beings, not human doings. And we need, 8 hours of sleep. Every study shows time and time again that human beings as an animal likes working fast and slow and fast and slow. So 8 hours of sleep plus, let's say, 2 hours, 3 hours for like hygiene and food. So that leaves us about, let's say, 12, 13 hours in the day. We can get about 8-9 hours of efficiency out of that, right? 8-9 hours. Like if you have a full-time job where you're just slammed at work for 8-10 hours a day, no wonder you get home and you're zonked. You're zonked on the couch and all you want to do is just Netflix and chill. So, Ben, my recommendation to you would be grab your journal, grab a piece of paper, grab a pen, and start writing down your thoughts and feelings and rational views and judgments about your current situation. Situation meaning more specifically your responsibilities in the human society. And by identifying what you need to do in the human society meaning in this temporal world where we all live and interact, you are differentiating the contribution you need to do in the human community. This is where we all connect on a spiritual level. This is where we shouldn't forget things like every human being has feelings. Every single human being deserves, at a minimum, basic food, basic shelter, basic medical treatments for free, paid for by the state and everybody else. These things make sense to us when we start thinking about each other at the level of the human community. Now, we're very, very giving with our small communities. All I'm saying is we have to be very giving globally, not just to our own kin and kind. Anyways, Ben DM, and to get back to your question, your responsibilities in the human society is overwhelming you. So write down in your journal what it is you have on your plate and start making some hard decisions on what you will have to put on pause or reduce for a few years as you continue your journey through university, because it's all a matter of prioritizing and balancing. Just never forget what your spiritual necessities are. Go back to what it is that you want out of this temporal life when you wake up in the morning and you want to go to bed. And as long as you keep those to heart, you'll make the right decisions. Don't forget, guys, nobody can give you better advice than your own rational mind. Life is a turdmeister sometimes. It is difficult, but I'm rooting for you. We can all be virtuous because we can, or rather we should be virtuous as much as we can, simply because we can, not because the other people are acting nice to us or not nice to us or whatever. It doesn't matter. I can be good. You can be good. So come be an agent for positive change with me and be good no matter what. You guys have a great one.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week. And remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.